The following presentation is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, home to a vast array of sports and entertainment podcasts, including Two and a Half Wrestlers, Neckbreaker, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, Inconclusive Breakdown, Midnight Jury, After Midnight, Apex Radio, and The Shining Wizards. Plus exclusive shows Thursday Night Destruction and Kevin Gill's King of Indies podcast. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Audio Boom, and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
Some of the material presented in this program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast.
Life sucks! Get a fucking helmet!
Harden the fuck up!
Hey, fans of chips!
Welcome, everybody, to this week's show. This is Season 2, Episode 6 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin. Joined this week, as always, by Skeets. Mr. Short.
Yeah.
Two-time Make-A-Wish kid, Timmy.
That's right. Make-A-Wish kid. Can't keep me down.
That's right. Vince is not here. As he said, he is out celebrating Birth Canal Day. So, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
I thought the direct quote was, oh, fuck, it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, there was that, too, as I reminded him. And just remember, if your mom was gay, you wouldn't be here. So, I just wanted to get that out.
You know, never know.
Science and biology.
Test tubes and shit.
Well, it's still science. Oh, what a week. The season finale of Gotham hit. I know we don't usually do recaps of the show
what
anymore.
What did it hit?
It had a fireplace. We found the Batcave. Or Bruce found the Batcave. His dad was apparently starting it.
Yeah, I don't know. Adam West.
Yes, Adam West. That's so neat to be his dad.
That'd be funny if he goes down there and sees the old Batmobile sitting down there.
That would be cool, though. Fish finally died.
Yeah.
Killed by Penguin.
Allegedly. Killed by Mad Max.
Yeah. We now have Riddler. Well, he's not really Riddler yet, but he's crazy now, so. Women will do that to you.
Well, yeah. No comment. He was talking to himself and killed somebody.
Yep. We had Gorilla Grodd on Flash finally, as you sent me a message. Grodd hates bananas.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Two episodes left of Flash.
Oh, really? I thought that was the last one.
No. We have at least one more, two more Flash, one more of Arrow. So.
Oh, okay.
Next week, the season finale of Arrow. So, oh, let's just get into the news this week. TV news. There's a lot of TV news. Show pickups and cancellations have hit. All the networks came out this week and announced. Timmy. Uncle Buck has been picked up by ABC. We are going to get the series of Black Uncle Buck.
That's bullshit.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. picked up for a second season. Daredevil, we know. X-Files was picked up. We'll begin shooting in June. Muppets, The Office, like, that got picked up straight to series. No pilot yet. They just went ahead and ordered a series.
I think that'll be good.
The Arrow and Flash spinoff show is now titled DC's Legends of Tomorrow. That was picked up, and they released a synopsis. When heroes alone are not enough, the world needs legends. Having seen the future, one he will desperately try to prevent from happening, time-traveling rogue Rip Hunter is tasked with assembling a disparate group of both heroes and villains to confront an unstoppable threat, one which not only is the planet is at stake, but all of time itself. Can this ragtag team defeat an immortal threat unlike anything they have ever known?
Probably not.
It'll get at least a season, so it got picked up. So, Powers was renewed by PlayStation for a second season. Thank God. I love that show. Supergirl went straight to series. It was ordered. The pilot, I guess, was accepted. And Lucifer was picked up by Fox. And Minority Report was also picked up. That's based off the DC Vertigo. That's where he gets bored in hell and decides to leave and moves to L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Things not picked up. and canceled. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff show, which is supposed to be Mockingbird and her ex-husband, was not picked up. CW also passed on the Tales from the Dark Side reboot that they were planning on. And sadly, Constantine canceled by NBC. But Warner Brothers is shopping it around to other channels, and a lot of the CW actors, like Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow and all this, have come out and said, "Hey, CW, if you pick this up, I will guest star." So maybe it goes to CW. I would be okay with that.
Maybe.
DC, it's all the same universe. So, plus, it would be cool to see Constantine and Arrow and Flash and all them together. Let's see. CSI, the original, Las Vegas, canceled.
Good.
But.
Better them than me.
Well, of course, Homer. We'll get to you in a minute. But you're either going to get a 6-episode run to finish, to give it a right send-off, or either that or a 2-hour TV movie to wrap it up the way they want to, because they didn't do that with New York, and they didn't do that with Sunglasses. Which...
Sunglasses.
Miami. So, or what, like NBC did with Law and Order, where they just, but we're done, type of deal.
Like The Sopranos.
Yeah. So they actually want to give it the right send-off, so they're either going to get 6 episodes or a 2-hour TV movie. Grissom better come back, that's all I'm saying. Rosario Dawson will return for next season of Daredevil as Night Nurse.
Nice week.
So, yeah. And as Homer just said, Simpsons.
Yeah.
Renewed for 2 more seasons.
No, I thought they announced this was the last season.
They did, but...
Well, I shared it like 17 times on Facebook.
Know. Yeah, he did. but, I don't know if you read this, since you're the big Simpsons guy. There is a holdup right now. It's not money. Nobody is sure what exactly the holdup is, and they're not saying which actor it is. So, once they get that, it'll be all the way official, but you're going to get 2 more seasons of Simpsons, which will bring total episode count, I believe, to 625, if I read right.
Cool. And one movie.
And a movie, yeah. And maybe another one. We don't know. I like this news. This next news story. Machinima. The online...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's just fun to me.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, the Machinima.
Yeah. Oh, I know where you're going. All right. Machinima, the online website and stuff that has done videos and stuff like that, have joined with DC, and they are going to do digital...
stuff.
Shows. They're going to do... a revamped version of the comic book Dial H for Hero. Have you ever read that?
Uh-uh.
It's about, basically, it was a little circular, I don't know if you call it like an amulet or something, but you would push on it, and you would get superpowers. You don't know what you would get or what, but it was a limited type of thing.
I've heard of something like that.
Yeah. Very well written, because each one is like a different... Each person... This person gets it. Like, a guy got it, and he pushed it and became a superpowered... Almost like Power Girl.
Oh, okay.
But it was a guy in a woman's body type of weird deal. You don't know what you're going to get. So they're going to do that, but it'll probably be like a smartphone app, because, you know, technology. A reality TV competition show for filmmakers to produce a Starman short based off DC's Starman.
Hmm.
That's called DC Hero Project. We're going to get a second season of the DC animated Justice League Gods and Monsters. And Machinima is also going to do a web series on RoboCop. So,
cool.
I'm alright with that, yeah. Machinima does put out really good videos, so
yeah,
I am interested.
I have a lot of video game stuff.
I believe this was on your list last week as books you wanted to see in the movies. Was Brave New World one of yours?
No.
No?
Maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, you slept since then. But Sci-Fi and Steven Spielberg's Amblin TV are developing it as a series. So, you're going to get that. Speaking of sci-fi, I have to bring this up on the big screen. You are getting...
Yes.
Maybe the greatest TV movie of all time.
What?
Sharktopus versus Whale Wolf.
That's hard to say.
Yes, it is. And I didn't butcher it, which
yeah,
I
just slow down.
Yeah, I did.
I think I just inked in my pants a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
a werewolf killer whale versus Sharktopus. I believe that is happening in June. Sometime in July. That looks phenomenal. We're looking right now at the concept art of the werewolf, and I'm all excited about that. It's going to be so bad.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you're going to get Sharktopus versus Werewolf, because why not? Movie news. The Vacation trailer came out.
That was cool.
What'd you think? Because I know you were like me. You were, why are they doing this?
And I was kind of upset that, you know, the trailer hadn't come. Usually something leaks out. I mean, they showed some pictures. But
now the trailer is hit. The red band trailer is hit. Yeah.
It was freaking awesome.
You see Thor's hammer.
No shit.
Think Mark Wahlberg and Boogie Nights on roids.
Wahlberg and Boogie Nights meets... who's that guy? He's always Nigel Peppercock.
Yep, pretty much.
Who knew he kept Mjolnir in his underwear?
Yeah, he did. The pictures for Suicide Squad was released. You get to see Harley. Actually, let me go to this one. This shows everybody. You get to see the entire crew, which is Slipknot, Captain Boomerang, Katana, Enchantress, Rick Flag, Harley Quinn, Deadshot, Killer Croc, and El Diablo.
See, I didn't think that looked like Will Smith.
Yeah. Actually, I saw something that said, my God, he's turned into Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah. He's got the Uncle Phil beard going.
And head.
And him. But yeah, there's a close-up of Harley and Killer Croc. A lot of the pictures that's leaked out is set in Midway City, which... comic book fans, I don't know if this is going to be like a major thing for the movie and they're not saying anything, but Midway City is where Hawkman and Hawkgirl are from. So they could maybe cameo and sneak into Justice League, who knows. So, what do you think of how it looks, how they look? I know a lot of people were freaking out about Harley.
She doesn't really look like Harley to me. I mean, she does, kind of, but
well, I know a lot of people were freaked out about the costume, or this outfit.
Yeah.
They have said that she will have multiple outfits, so don't...
Well, yeah.
Everybody calm down, you're probably going to get the red and black spandexy thing from the animated
series.
The Harley Quinn outfit, yeah. So...
Is that a barcode across her neck?
No, it's some type of, like, necklace. But, yeah... back of her jacket says "Property of Joker." She has one of the tattoos on her thighs.
Looking at the back of her jacket.
Yeah, one of the tattoos on her thighs says "Puddin."
So. Did you see the picture? Like the it's supposed to be the backside of the Joker where she's tattooed.
Yeah, somebody did a hell of a Photoshop job.
Yeah,
because they came out and said that's not us, but that's really cool. Yeah, I like how they did Killer Croc.
Yeah, it's not too over the top.
Right, that's what.
Kind of looks like the Thing.
Yeah. Like a gray version of the Thing.
Yeah.
Make sure I'm still recording. Deadshot looks right. Katana looks right. Enchantress looks weird. Boomerang, Slipknot, El Diablo. Yeah, everything looks okay. So... do you have questions about any of the other characters that you don't know about?
I don't know. Slipknot?
Slipknot,
he doesn't look a thing like,
not like the comics, no.
Nothing like the band.
No. He doesn't look like
Corey Taylor. He worked for a chemical company.
That'd be funny if it was Corey Taylor.
Yeah. He worked for a chemical company and found something, some new, like, something to coat ropes with, and that's what he uses, like an indestructible rope type of thing. That's his gimmick.
Well, that's dumb.
Yeah. Enchantress has been around for a long time. And she has, like, magical powers.
She's got boobs.
Yeah, but think of it as, like, a split personality, like the Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine if the Hulk was female, like a wizard with magic. That's what... And she tries to keep the Enchantress part from taking over. Katana's just... As you watched this last episode of Arrow, Katana was in it, but it's a different person playing him, because they can't bleed over. Rick Flagg's just your normal guy. Harley, Deadshot, Killer Croc. El Diablo looks kind of the same. He basically was killed by a gang.
Well, he just came in here and showed us a six-pack.
Yeah, killed by a gang and brought back by Native American magic, so...
Oh, that was good.
There you go. Yep, I'm all excited for Suicide Squad. Let's see. Pennywise, from the upcoming It movie, has been cast. And it is Will Poulter.
He's a little boy.
We're the Millers.
Yeah.
He was the boy in We're the Millers.
He got his sack bit by a spider.
Yes, he did.
That was funny.
That was awesome.
I can see it. Visually, I can see it. But, man, those are some, no pun intended, big shoes to fill. Yeah. I mean, you're stepping in. Yeah, I know. Bad joke. But, I mean, you're stepping in for Tim Curry. I mean, good Lord. Good luck, kid. That's all I can say.
I think he'll probably do all right.
I think so. If it's well written.
It's kind of a long shot, though, because he hasn't been in a whole lot except for We're the Millers.
They said that he came in and killed the audition, and they just immediately cast him. So.
We need to walk out in the waiting room. Fuck y'all, get it. Beat it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hit the bricks.
So there's that. Good luck, kid. Have you seen John Wick? The Keanu Reeves action movie.
No.
Watch that movie.
Okay.
It is fantastic.
Hmm.
It's what they call now gun fu. A lot of gun work and weird action. It has been picked up for a sequel.
I think it's on Netflix.
It might be. Really good. I liked it. It's Keanu just being Keanu.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Matrix fights without the Matrix. So... But you're going to get a sequel to John Wick. Thank you. Hugh Jackman announced the next Wolverine movie will be his last. Yeah. He did not say if he is in X-Men Apocalypse, but the next solo Wolverine movie will be his last. So, 15, 16 years as the character? I think he was saying something like that. I mean, a long time.
A long time.
It's one of those things like, when you think movie-wise of Wolverine, you're going to picture Hugh Jackman. Kind of like if you picture Tony Stark, you immediately think, oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
So when it comes to recast Wolverine, that's going to be hard to do.
Sure hope he's got kids.
Yeah. Sad news. Ellen Dow. Did you see this?
No.
Betterwise known as the rapping granny from The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah.
She passed away at 101.
That sucks.
We had this story a long time ago about the black actress Danielle Watts from Django Unchained, who might have been having sex with her boyfriend in a car, and the cops bust her, and she immediately screamed racism, even though it was a Hispanic cop that busted him.
Racism knows no color.
Exactly. She has pled guilty to lewd conduct because she was having sex with her boyfriend in the car. And as a part of the plea, we'll have to issue a formal apology to the cop that arrested him about making the racist comment.
Well, that's good.
Good Lord, that was fucking 3 months ago or more.
Yeah. So, good that somebody's actually calling him out on their bullshit on it. Good news. Good news, good news. The movie rights to Blade.
I thought you were going to talk about the movie rights to that.
No. Starring Oprah. No. The movie rights to Blade, The Punisher, and Ghost Rider have all now reverted back to Marvel.
Yay!
They're all back in the universe now. So,
I didn't realize Blade was Marvel.
Mm-hmm. That was really their first
big... Yeah, he was... His first appearance was in Spider-Man, wasn't it? Or Punisher.
Punisher. I think it was Punisher. Yeah, that sounds right.
He's been in Spider-Man and Punisher. I think he was in Ghost Rider.
Yeah. And speaking of Punisher, Tom Hardy, the man that played Bane, he was supposed to play Rick Flag, but couldn't due to scheduling, said in an interview that he either wants to play the Punisher, or he wants to play Sam Fisher in a Splinter Cell movie. Tom Hardy's Punisher, what do you think?
I think it'd be good.
As long as he doesn't have to do the Bane voice.
Yeah.
Don't yes, Bane voice. Punishment.
Wow.
I don't do many impersonations, but now you know why. Oh, the Joss Whedon thing. Have you been following this at all?
No.
Joss Whedon left Twitter because militant feminist, I wish Vince was here for this, basically attacked him for saying the Black Widow, he didn't treat her right in the Avengers movie, the second one. Don't try to put logic with militant feminists. It don't work anymore. He came out in an interview and said, no, they didn't run me off. I just needed to get away so I can write and have quiet so I can continue doing what I'm doing. And I got to think to myself, you directed a huge movie while you were on Twitter. You really don't need quiet and all this. You got ran off and you're not calling him out on it.
Yeah, he does. I wouldn't want to deal with him.
No.
There's no logic involved.
No, they were threatening to kill him and all this shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Basically, he tried to play up to the feminists. Look, I got here super strong, you know, female character. And when they didn't like something he did with that character, they immediately went after him. You know, bite the hand that feeds you type of thing.
I'll be Vince for a second. Bitches are stupid.
Bitches be true.
Happy Mother's Day, you stupid. Yeah. But now there's rumors floating that he's going to go do something for DC. And everybody's like, Wonder Woman. I'm like, he's not doing Wonder Woman.
Yeah, he said, fuck this.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. So, man, he just... Crazy militant feminist just went at him. I'm like, he's one of yours, apparently. And you just cannibalized him.
Yeah, when you have years of... research to go off of in the comic books, you kind of put that in the movies, you know.
Yeah.
Where you try to, and that.
Yeah, and it. I don't.
You try to keep us nerds happy. You can't keep the feminists happy.
No, because
there's no possible way.
No, because if it's like, say, I've seen things where they attack other women. Well, you're not the right type of feminist, and I'm like, you mean they don't think like you, so attack them.
Yeah.
You're doing the same thing that you bitch about other people doing, so okay.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech, bitches.
If they ain't bitching, they ain't happy.
Yeah, exactly. production has started on Captain America Civil War.
Sweet.
Oh Lord, look at everybody that's in this fucking movie.
Fucking sweet.
Here we go. Ready?
You gonna put it on a big screen?
No, because I gotta read it. It's that many names. Chris Evans is Captain America. You're going to get Iron Man's back, Black Widow, Winter...
Oh, they better do it right.
Yeah, well, it's Russo Brothers now, so...
Oh, okay.
Sebastian Stan is back as Winter Soldier, Falcon's back, Paul Bettany's back as Vision, Hawkeye's back, War Machine's back, Scarlet Witch is back, Ant-Man will be in it. You're also getting Black Panther.
Now they're doing the same Ant-Man from the movie?
Yeah, Paul Rudd. You're getting Black Panther. You're getting Emily Van Camp is back as Agent 13, or Sharon Carter, which is Peggy's daughter.
Yeah.
Which in the comics, Cap eventually hooks up with Sharon.
Sweet.
But I don't know if they're going to do this.
Stick it in her pooper.
Danielle Brühl. They don't have his character name listed here, but I think... For all intended purposes, he will be playing Baron Zemo.
Oh, yeah.
As the new leader of Hydra. Frank Grillo is back as Crossbones.
Cool.
William Hurt is back as General Thunderbolt Ross from Hulk.
Isn't that that guy from the... that Chinese guy from... shit.
What are you working on here?
Huh? I don't know.
All right.
American Idol.
No. Not 4 o'clock live.
Yeah, that Chinese guy from American Idol.
No.
The same guy?
It's William Hung.
Oh, okay.
She bang. God, the fact that I know that, I need a fucking lobotomy. And Martin Freeman from The Hobbit and Sherlock and all that, but they don't have his character name listed, but I know who he's playing.
Morgan Freeman.
No. He's playing Gyrick, who is the liaison between the Avengers and the UN. He's the back and forth guy. And he's a dick. He's going to be your... Besides...
Well, that'll be weird on the screen.
Yeah. Short and light.
I'm not watching that in IMAX.
Aside from Hydra being the bad guys, he's the one that will try to implement the Registration Act.
Oh, okay.
So... yeah, so that's everybody so far they've announced. It's basically Avengers 3. Yes, Timmy, you have a question.
Let's pretend I know nothing about comic books for a minute.
Done. That's pretty easy. Done.
What's the Registration Act?
In the comic books, something had happened and innocents were blown up and the call of the UN, world government, said, fuck it, we've had enough. Everybody that has a power must register what powers you have and your secret identity. Some Captain America side said, no, fuck you. Fuck you, world government.
Which didn't make sense to me since everybody knows who Captain America is.
Right. But he's standing up on principle. And then you have Iron Man's side, which is like, yes, this needs to be done, siding with the world government.
And Spider-Man.
But... Oh yeah, Spider-Man's going to be in it, but we don't know what actor yet.
Yay.
In the movie version, your events from Avengers 2, collateral damage,
yeah,
is going to be what causes it.
What? They're not going to use... what was that group that caused it?
Hydra?
No, the group from the actual comic.
NAACP?
Oh, no, it was,
it was a vigilante group. There was
a voice in my head screaming, and it's Vince, and it's like, say it! Say it! Negro! Yeah. But, yes, they did something to cause one of the new warriors to explode.
Speedball, and...
Yeah, because it was Speedball that did it.
Nuke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody got control of Speedball and caused him to blow up a bus of kids.
Yeah.
Like school kids. That's what caused it in the comic books. But we think that it's the collateral damage from Avengers 2 is what causes the world... Oh, you add that to what all happened in Avengers 1.
Yeah.
So, that's what's going to set up Civil War.
They basically want them to pay for what they do.
Yeah. And that way they have we know who you are, so now we can come get you type of... Yeah. I will leave that last news story because that's a Vince story. And he will be way happy. And nobody else will understand it. So we'll move on to comic books.
I don't like that guy, though.
Yeah.
I like Vince. He's
all right. No, I don't like Vince. I mean the guy he was talking about. Yeah.
We'll move on to comic book news. A lot of it, Secret Wars has started for Marvel.
Yay.
And they've already killed off major characters.
I'm not surprised.
Sue Storm.
Fucker.
Or Sue Richards, Visible Woman.
Fucker.
Johnny Storm.
Fuck him.
Ben Grimm.
Fuck him.
All the kids of the Future Foundation.
I don't know who that is.
It was like Franklin Richards and all the little FF kids. They're all dead.
Okay.
And they've also killed off Rocket Raccoon.
No!
Yes!
Not Scotty Young.
Yeah, not Scotty Young. But as with anything that is happening in Civil War, or not Civil War,
Secret Wars,
it's all going to get rebooted, considering Rocket is a major character in a movie.
Yeah.
You know he's coming back.
Allegedly.
Kind of like how they killed Deadpool, but you know he's coming back.
Allegedly.
After Secret Wars,
get out of here.
It's been revealed by Marvel that the Terrigen Mist, what causes the Inhumans.
Yeah.
Remember they released the Terrigen Bomb in Inhumanity. That was a big crossover event.
Oh, yeah.
And it basically triggered all the latent Inhumans to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where Sky hits the thing.
Yeah.
They did that worldwide. So if you had it in you, you became an Inhuman. Since that's their... What are you doing to my dog?
I don't know. I'm trying to get rid of him.
Oh. It ain't working, dude.
No, it ain't working. His toy's behind you there. Other side. Apparently this Terrigen Mist, we have come to find out, is lethal to mutants.
Oh, shit.
And is killing them.
Oh, I killed Wolverine.
Yes. So, because Marvel doesn't own movie rights to mutants anymore...
They're going to kill all of them?
No.
Good job.
They're moving them to their own planet. All the mutants...
Oh, the Cerny planet.
All the mutants are going to get on a boat, or a space boat, Noah's Ark.
A space boat.
Yep, 2x2. And they're going to go have their own planet. Which makes sense because you have Kitty Pryde marrying Star-Lord, king and queen of the new planet. Gets them off planet, so...
Gets them off.
And you're a comedian.
Yeah. Amateur.
Amateur. Professional. So yeah, that's they're just, fuck mutants, we don't own them. Go over there until we get you back.
Yeah, they don't want them to get hit by the magic jizz.
Yep. But, since Marvel don't own mutants no more, they have also come out and finally decided that Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are not mutants.
I'm fine with that.
Magneto is not their dad. Come to find out, they were normal humans that a character called the High Evolutionary kidnapped and did genetic experiments on them, which gave them their powers. So therefore, not mutants. Marvel can use them in the movies. Fox can't.
Well, so Quicksilver's dead already.
Spoilers!
Oh. Sorry.
Maybe. They've actually come out and said maybe. They don't know.
I'm
not just trying to cover up for you.
Okay.
But, so that's it for comic books. DC's still doing Convergence. It's okay, but...
I haven't bought any comic books in a while.
Like I've said, I'm waiting until the reboot events are over to start picking them up. I mean...
The robot events?
Yeah. I think next month Convergence is over and I get my Bizarro miniseries started, so...
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm going to go buy him some of those old sports comics from the 80s.
He'll like them.
The NFL, whatever it
Super
was.
Pro?
Yeah.
Those are bad.
Those were like US 1. Those were terrible. Wrestling news real quick.
Wrestling.
USA Network and WWE announced that Chris Jericho will be the host of Tough Enough. Along with Renee Young will co-host, and they will be joined by a panel of experts... Hulk Hogan.
Experts.
There's a camera, brother. Yeah. Yeah. And his brook-alike wife. Daniel Bryan will be on the show as an expert. How to get over and then have the machine crush you. And Paige. Because you got to have a woman. The trainers, actual doing the training, will be Billy Gunn, who's head trainer and developmental now, since Bill DeMott's ass was finally fired. Booker T., who was a trainer on the last Tough Enough they did, and Lita.
Oh, Lita Ford?
She's back.
Yes.
She's back.
She comes and goes, yeah.
Kind Me of too.
Fades in and out. But, yeah, so those three are going to be your trainers. It's still set up like American Idol, so it's going to be retarded.
So is she still banging, what's his name?
Who?
Lita. I'm still back on that.
Which one are you talking about?
He came and went.
Came and went. Which
one? Oh my God, hold on, when she left.
Oh, the Edge deal?
Yeah.
Oh no, God. Edge married Beth Phoenix and they have a kid.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he came and stayed.
Yep, came and stayed. I don't know what Lita's doing.
Cum jokes.
They're just oozing out today.
Mother's Day, yeah.
Oh yeah!
It looks like Sami Zayn will be out 6 to 8 weeks with a shoulder injury that he got on Raw when he fought John Cena.
Oh, I couldn't see him.
Yeah, couldn't see him, hurt his arm. Didn't now they're saying that he hurt his arm on the ramp as he was raising it to wave to the fans. I'm like, come on, you're fucking covering for Cena.
Couldn't see him coming.
Yeah. Hideo Itami, Kenta, apparently will be out 6 to 8 months with a bad shoulder injury, which... The next NXT pay-per-view was supposed to be a triple threat for the number one contendership. So,
is that on the ramp, too?
No, I don't know what happened to his, but apparently it's a really bad, like, shoulder. If you're going to be out 8 months, that's a bad shoulder injury. So he's out, so NXT's cursed, kind of like the TNA tag titles. This last news, I guess it's wrestling news, but it's just shitty fucking parenting. A dad tried to do the Undertaker's last drive powerbomb to his kid onto the bed. Missed the bed. Kid hit the floor. Kid died.
Oh, fuck.
So WWE had to release a statement saying, hey, don't be a dumb fuck and try to lose to your kids.
The sad thing is you gotta tell people this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that sign I saw at Walmart that says, check your car for your kids.
Yes.
Yeah, the one on the door.
Yeah.
If you're fucking that retarded, I mean, granted, I used to do all types of wrestling shit to my brother growing up.
Yeah.
Granted, that probably explains a lot. But, how do you miss a bed with a powerbomb? If you want to get technical.
I don't know. Maybe he was drinking.
He must have been. Instead of being Undertaker, he tried to be Sandman. But, just be a good parent.
Listen to your mom.
Yeah, listen to your mom.
No, my mom's crazy.
So
listen to your grandma.
So that's it for
his mom.
Yeah, that's it for wrestling news. I have a quick thing for video games.
Hatred, buy it.
Yeah, Hatred comes out on June 1st, buy it. And you, as I said, you are taking us to Universal Studios, whether you know this or not yet.
Yeah.
That's what you said. Nintendo and Universal Studios have announced Nintendo Land.
All
right. Group of attractions at Universal Studios in Florida. They're still in the conceptual stage as to what they're going to do. They will release specifics later this year once the final designs are approved. So you're going to get Nintendo Land. There has to be a water slide that looks like a Mario tube.
That'd be cool.
And it has the underwater music as you go. That would be awesome. Just what all Nintendo
and
rides and shit
you
can do.
Out of the tube,
yeah.
It makes that fucking noise.
No, it could be so great. I mean, you could do...
Then you get attacked by a weird-looking turtle.
Yeah. You could do like a Legend of Zelda, just its own little area.
Yeah.
Like search around in the forest type of thing. It could be very well done. But considering how the Simpsons things looks down there, I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
So that's what you're paying for us to go, Timmy.
That's awesome.
Yep. Hey, he said that's awesome. That means we're going.
Yeah.
And it's being recorded. That's confirmation.
Oh, is it being recorded?
Yep. I just checked. That's a legally binding contract.
Allegedly.
So yeah, that's it for video games since Vince isn't here celebrating birth canals. Sports with Timmy.
Sports with Timmy.
Wake up. Wake up, you bastard. It's only bad o'clock.
There it is. Hold on.
Jesus.
I broke my thing here.
This is what I have to put up with every week.
Technology. All right, in sports news.
He gets an iPad and he...
Right. Hey, I finished my list while I was sitting here.
Baseball news. Chris Bryant finally hit his home run last night.
About time.
And it was funny because after he rounded the bases, it was like a 3-run shot. Go, you know, over to the dugout like you do. Everybody went back to the clubhouse. There's not a soul in the dugout. Freaking hilarious.
You do that to the new guy.
Other than that, I don't have too much for sports.
You got the Brady deal?
What Brady deal?
The Deflategate thing.
I didn't hear about that. Oh, no, I did. All I know is that they said it's highly probable.
He knew. Basically, it comes out that it's highly probable he knew. Chances are he will get suspended. I've heard anywhere from minimum 8 games to maximum 16. He could be out the whole year for this. I say... Pull the fucking... Yeah, 4 games is what I'm guessing. Strip them of the Super Bowl. And when it comes up to the record, you can have it, you know... New England Patriots won the game, but it was stripped due to cheating in the AFC title game. It will never happen, but... That's what they should do. And speaking of that, did you see... Oh, so I guess I'm doing sports news. Bill Simmons, speaking of ESPN... ESPN announced they will not be rehiring him... Because he went on Dan Patrick's show and said that Commissioner Goodell knew all this and that he has no testicular fortitude to steal a Mick Foley line he did. And so ESPN got pissed off again because this is the second time he's called out the commissioner.
Well, you know what they're really upset about, though?
Money.
The commissioner probably said something to them and said, you guys like having Monday Night Football.
Yep. That's exactly what it is, yeah. So they fired Bill Simmons, so.
He'll end up somewhere else because he's
speaking the truth. He'll end up at Fox.
He's speaking the truth.
Yeah.
And that's what nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, if he says the truth, he won't end up at Fox.
Oh! Shots fired!
Huh. Well, he ain't going to end up at ABC either, because ESPN owes him.
Yeah. He'll end up at CNN just making shit up as he goes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, something happened.
BBC Sports.
What else you got there?
Hockey, the Blackhawks.
Swept
the Minnesota Wild. They're waiting to see who they're going to play next.
Probably will be... Oh, I just dumbed it.
Team.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, go play somebody.
Yep.
I haven't really been watching since they swept it. So it's either going to be... What, New York or not New York? Calgary or Atlanta, Anaheim?
Yeah. Probably be Anaheim.
Maybe.
Yep.
It could happen.
That it?
The race was last night. I guess they had some kind of delay.
Oh, the fucking Grand Prix. God damn it. I watched this
thing. About the NASCAR
race. Oh, you're watching. You're talking NASCAR race. I'm talking IndyCar race.
Jimmy Johnson won. No, the IndyCar. What was it? Angie's List.
Grand Prix. It was the Grand Prix of Indianapolis. It was the Angie's List Grand Prix. Okay, we have a lot of European listeners.
European.
And F1 is big, right?
Over there.
How do F1 races start? Because they're all road courses.
They start at the beginning.
You're an idiot.
To stop. Wow.
It is not a rolling start. They started the Grand Prix here with a rolling start. So turn one, 30 cars into one little corner, boom, there's the wreck.
Well, you know why they did that? Because last year when they had the stop start.
Yep. Somebody's engine didn't go. Yeah. So they went into turn one, big fucking wreck, and Willpower dominated the race and won. So
that's because half the cars were taken out.
Well, a lot of them got back out, but
One thing I did notice that I had not really heard yet: who I consider to be the hottest chick in racing.
Courtney Force?
Nope.
No.
Simona Di Silvestro.
Oh, yes.
Is back racing IndyCar.
Yay! Boobs at the track.
I guess she doesn't have a sponsor yet. So she's racing select races. She's supposed to race the 500.
Mm-hmm.
I forget who she's racing for. I think it's Andretti, but I'm not sure.
That would make sense, yeah. She's
freaking hot.
Yeah. Courtney Force will be at the 500 because she's apparently engaged to either Graham Rahal or Will Power.
Graham Rahal.
Yeah, it's a Graham.
Will Power is a good name.
Yep.
Will Power. I like Max Power.
Yeah. I knew you were going to Simpson it.
I knew it. Simpsons did it.
Simpsons did it, yeah. Peppercock. Is that it for sports?
No, that is not it.
Oh, God.
In soccer news, fuck soccer. That's not a real sport.
Right. I'm so taking you to England and just leaving you.
I don't care.
With a big sign that says, fuck soccer.
Soccer
they
sucks.
Don't have any ketchup over there, dude.
I don't like ketchup anyways.
I don't know.
Near England, do you have ketchup? Let us know.
I don't think they do.
They got...
I heard it somewhere.
That vinegar sauce they got at...
Captain D's?
Captain D's.
Long John Silver's.
Yeah. Oh, that's just gross.
Yeah.
Malt vinegar has it. Malt vinegar. Fill it through malt liquor.
That's no. Oh, don't do
That's
it.
A little
don't
south.
Do it. Don't do it. Yeah. All right, the racism is past.
I'm sure there's a black part of England.
Oh, I'm sure
it's dark.
Music news. Let's just keep.
There's
going.
Not a whole lot in music news. One of my stories is Third Eye Blind is coming out with a new album.
Is there a Fourth Eye Blind now?
Good night, folks.
Yeah,
it's over.
Yeah. Bobby Brown and Pat Houston are appointed guardianship of Bobby Christina Brown, who remains unresponsive in a medical rehab center.
So what exactly happened to her?
What I just did.
Yeah.
Swirly gone bad?
Like mine.
Cocaine?
Probably.
Yeah, she was found in a bathtub, wasn't she?
Yep, she tried to snorkel without a snorkel.
Yeah.
Like you do.
I about drowned on a mouthful of beer, so, you know, shit happens.
Former Silverchair frontman Daniel Johns was taken to a Sydney hospital overnight after hurting his head in a fall outside a bar.
Like you do.
You'll have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was an Australian bar, so, I mean, that's... We want Australian listeners. They have some... Have you seen some of the critters from Australia?
Everything in Australia will kill you.
Yep.
Including the air.
Yeah, exactly. So our listeners are some tough bastards.
Or well, stupid.
Shut up, we need more listeners.
And the last thing that I care to...
that I care about.
Care to report. Poor Vince might cry. Rutger Gunnarsson, bass player on every ABBA album and tour, has died in Sweden at age 69.
Oh.
Poor Vince.
Poor Vince. He's not going to listen to this, but poor Vince. No. I thought you were going to say Michael McDonald. I'm like, I got to call the boy now.
Don't cry, Vince. It'll be okay.
That it?
That's all I got.
Yeah. Other than TV news, it was kind of a slow week. Your song of the week this week, in honor of our fan casting that you will hear later of the movie Nothing But Trouble. This is Digital Underground.
With a random performance in the middle of the
movie. It is. Also, Tupac's movie debut.
Acting debut.
Acting debut, yes.
Is that right before he died?
No, this was right before he decided to go militant. So here is Digital Underground with Same Song. Please do enjoy.
Been all around the world. Been all around the world. Been all around the world.
I came for the party, to get naughty, get my rocks on, eat popcorn, watch you move your body to the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging into place as I kick the J's, easy watch style, R&B, mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone, it's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle, meanwhile we keep the beat kicking, sweat dripping, girlies in the limo eating chicken, oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose, I love you, Rover, move over, I gotta blow my nose, sneezing, but still I'm pleased. And all of slimmies, pull out my Jimmy. Time to get busy with a jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie, it's just the same old song. Same song.
Same old song.
It's the same old song.
It's the same old song. the freaky dicky, the squeaky leaky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back, I gotta take a leaky. So I'm draining, entertaining, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, he saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. Like Clark Gable back in Oakland, it's the same old song. It's 40 shorty, same freckles and hat, drinking the same 40.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle whip. Just like butter, my rhymes are legit, cause I'm a Humpty. Not Humpty Dumpty, but Humpty Hump. Here a hump, there a hump, everywhere I'm Humpty Hump.
Shut up and just listen, not dissing, don't get me wrong. But to me it's just the same old song. So just watch, cause my name is Shock, I like to rock and you can't stop this. Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me. Harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claim and fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
Same old song, y'all.
In all the world,
same song. Y'all don't check that shit out. Y'all don't stop. It's just the same old song. Give it in the yellow way.
Same song.
Ah, yeah, humping, humping the house, y'all. And you know what? It's the same old song.
The Shining Wizards is a weekly wrestling podcast that brings you the ups, downs, ins, and outs of this great sport. Join Kevin, Matt, Tony, and Eddie as they bring to you the latest news, the greatest reviews, and of course, the biggest names in the professional wrestling business. They're serious, they're funny, they're entertaining. They are The Shining Wizards, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk, and talk about wrestling. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network, available at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My 5 Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media, to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
Hey, this is the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, inviting all of you, if you're done with this podcast, head back on over to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. That's right, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. You can download the latest edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, Buzzsprout, Geek Life Radio, and every single Wednesday, live, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on RantEMRadio.com. So if you want to listen to the current, to the way back, we're the new recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Hey,
Hey, everybody, this is Neil C.
And Annalise from the Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks podcast.
Get ready to have your earholes experience awesomeness as you listen to the latest from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast.
And we're back.
If it fits, it still ships.
That's right. We'll get into it. We had a lot of revive, reboot, cancel suggestions this week, so here's some. Family Guy, Cleveland Show, or American Dad? What do you revive, reboot, or cancel?
I would cancel Family Guy because I don't like that show.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta give that one a rest.
Revive Cleveland Show and reboot American Dad.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'll go with that.
I see that.
I think this one's more up my alley. Primetime Wrestling, Tuesday Night Titans, or Saturday Night's Main Event?
Cancel them all.
No. They're all the same to me.
Fuck you. I am reviving Primetime Wrestling, which was like a talk show. I am canceling Tuesday Night Titans, and I will reboot Saturday Night's Main Event. Here's the next one. This might be the hardest one. Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Keeping Up with the Kardashians. In Jersey Shore.
Cancel all three of them.
Cancel.
There is no revive. There is no reboot. The only way you can reboot is with nuclear weapons.
Cancel Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes. I'll reboot Jersey Shore.
Yeah, reboot Jersey Shore and revive
Honey Boo Boo.
Clear. Revive or liposuction.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny at moments. Yeah. I saw some of them.
There was one where it said Celebrity Makeover. It showed Slimer and then Honey Boo Boo's mom. And it said, which was the before?
God. That's a tough call.
She's gross.
We'll leave that one for Vince when he comes back because that's a good one for the next two. Okay, here we go. Legends of the Hidden Temple, Double Dare, or Global Guts?
Revive all of them.
Well, yeah, but we can't.
And you can't cancel any of them because they're all canceled.
Well, that's true.
So revive them all. Ching.
I will revive Double Dare. Reboot Hidden Temple and cancel Guts?
It's already canceled.
I know.
Keep it canceled.
You can't cancel it.
No. Okay. I'd say get rid of Hidden Temple before Guts. Guts was cool.
Okay.
Hidden Temple was really cool. This set was
I liked all of them, so
yeah. I mean, keep them all. This was a bullshit question. All
right. Here's the last one. Hey, Dude, Salute Your Shorts, Saved by the Bell.
Well, isn't Saved by the Bell already... They've already tried to reboot it, didn't they?
Yeah, so we're canceling Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Slater needs no more work.
No, I'd say redo Saved by the Bell again. Third time's a charm.
Okay. Well, yeah. Wait, they already had the new class and the college years.
Yeah.
This is their fourth shot.
Yeah.
I don't know
Hey, Dude, so cancel that shit.
And reboot Salute Your Shorts?
Salute Your Shorts was cool.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember Hey Dude either.
Internet questions. You did Rocky Horror last week. Here's some questions about it. Has anyone been to a midnight screening?
No.
Yes, I have.
Dan probably has.
I have. Do you want to go to a midnight screening of Rocky Horror?
Are you paying?
No.
No, I would not want to go with kids these days. If so, will you dress up in as who?
No.
I'll dress up as the Colorado theater shooter.
Who asked those questions?
That was Roboto.
I think it was Roboto. Has anybody watched the sequel to Rocky Horror called Shock Treatment?
No.
I have not. I did not know there was a sequel.
I've never even watched Rocky Horror. I couldn't make it through it.
Okay.
Sorry.
If you guys were to form a wrestling faction, what would it be called? Of course, Inconclusive Breakdown. And if you were to make your own... Okay, this is a different
one. Inconclusive Smackdown.
There you go. That's it. We're like the four other horsemen. There you go. And a ghost. Timmy, if you were to make your own beer, what would it be called?
Awesome.
Bacon.
No, I like awesome.
Okay, lager or ale?
Both.
Lager.
He's not good at the answering questions.
I'm not a beer drinker.
Yeah,
I'd have to say lager, though.
Okay. I hate this next question. Strangest place you've had sex besides Walmart?
Oh.
I think this was pointed at me.
I don't know.
Mine was probably in the back of a VW Rabbit in college. Imagine how small those cars are. Yeah.
It wasn't completely sex, but at a church.
Half still counts.
Yeah. I'd have to say a closet at a wedding reception.
That works.
We didn't finish it, but on a four-wheeler in somebody's garage.
There you go.
That was weird.
That was weird. Shock testing. Favorite song about celebrities?
I don't know.
Celebrity by Brad Paisley.
Elvira. Mau.
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell. There you go, by Psycho Stick.
Okay.
And it works. These next two, we are only going to give one answers because they will be next week's top 10 list. Best superhero to have sex with, and why?
Mystique.
Yeah. Because she can become anybody. There you go.
Bang a different chick every day.
There you go. They're the worst.
Mystique.
She-Hulk.
Rogue.
Mystique. Because you could...
She could turn into anybody at any time and mess with you.
Yeah, you could be in the middle of getting with it and she'd be mad at you and you didn't know. And then she could turn into your dad.
Oh!
Well, that wouldn't be so bad for you.
Oh, that's right, because I don't have a dad. My father is holy.
Oh, that'd be even worse.
Oh, I'm going to hell.
That explains the beard, the long hair, and the sandals.
Yeah, there you go. Keeping up family tradition. If you... Whack. Oh.
Why do you drink?
If you could pick one graphic novel or comic to have the rest of your life, what would that be?
Mm. Well, it'd probably be Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or Chew. Ah, Chew. Yeah. I'm going to pick Chew.
Ah, Chew. Bless you.
Ah, Chew.
You were just good with the jokes, kind of.
I'd say Superman.
Yeah. I would probably go...
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool would be really good, or...
Are we talking the whole series, or...?
If you go whole series and you go Batman or Superman, you have 75 years of backstories.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, let's go with that. That works.
Yeah.
Also, if you could pick any director to make the biopic of your life, who would you pick as your director?
Oh, shit.
Seems like I'd do Fireworks. Michael Bay.
Mark Wahlberg is Demi Schisler in the Hobba.
Justin would probably pick M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Oh, yeah, because there's going to be a twist.
There's a lot of twists.
Your dad is God, and he's black. It's a twist. Yeah.
And you're banging this married chick, but she's getting married to somebody else.
What a twist.
He's your dad. J.J. Abrams.
I don't know why. J.J. would be good. If mine wasn't Shyamalama,
Bill Shatner.
He's not a good director. let's go with Spielberg. He does the E.T. I'm all right. I'm good with that.
The guy who did the Titanic.
Oh, James Cameron?
Yeah.
No, because then we all are fucking avatars. update. How about an update on the show's ranking on iTunes? iTunes doesn't give out rankings, quote unquote.
We have 5 or 6 reviews on there, and they're all people we know.
Yeah, we need more listener reviews on the iTunes. That would help get us into the new and notable section, which would help with downloads. So if you're listening,
not new anymore.
Neither is Nerdist, but they keep putting that as new and noteworthy. So, and there is one more question that is directed at you, Timmy, and I am trying to pull it up.
There's two Timmys.
Who, Timmy?
He's short. You're Timmy.
Okay.
But he's Timmy short.
Yes. Quit fucking me up here. Why does most of the NASCAR community seem to hate Jimmy Johnson?
Because he won 6 consecutive championships.
So it's just, oh, it's that fucker again winning.
But see, it doesn't make any sense because back in the day when Richard Petty dominated, everybody loved Richard Petty.
Yeah, so what is it about Jimmy Johnson that people hate?
Probably he's from California.
And NASCAR is mainly a quote-unquote southern...
Good old boy.
Yeah.
I mean, Richard Petty was from the south.
So. Yeah, so this is like an outsider coming in and winning.
So
kind of like how Elio keeps winning at the 500. And people are like, we need an American.
So he's like a West Coast douchebag?
Yeah. He is a douchebag.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, well, that actually is a very good answer.
Who asked that question?
Roboto.
And he's a Jimmy Johnson fan, too, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think he is. Commie bastard.
Wow. Thanks for going after one of the... idiot. Oh, top 10 list. This week, somebody's honking outside.
I'm in my spot. Go around, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm in the driveway.
Our top 10 list this week. Headlines that you don't want to read.
I got some good ones.
I had this for Vince, but since he's not here, all it has have to do with black people. Just to let you know.
Oh.
Okay.
Better them than me.
Well, it's of course. It did that when we went to Kokomo, and I wasn't connected to Wi-Fi or anything, and it still homework kept coming up.
Still don't believe you guys didn't go to Aruba.
I hate you with your background. What's your number 10 headline you do not want to read?
Number 10, Bruce Jenner, People Magazine's Sexiest Woman of the Year.
Mine's along the same lines. Kardashians for president.
Oh, God.
Kardashian.
Kardashian. Episode title. Happy nice. Mother's Day, Kardashian. My number 10... pandering Joss Whedon to direct ultra-feminist Wonder Woman movie to make feminazis happy.
Nice.
Seems good.
It'll probably be on BuzzFeed.
It's a big headline.
Yep. A couple of mine are long. Number 9.
Justin Bieber to rewrite America's National Anthem.
Oh. That'd be bad.
I have one along those lines, too.
Mark Wahlberg is dead.
That would be bad.
Okay, yeah. That'd be your number 1.
Be a sad day for America. In the Haba.
In the Haba. He drowned. In tell-all interview, Martian King reveals that humans are their inbred redneck cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Like you do. Number 8.
Oprah elected first president of the world.
Well, I mean, that's already true.
Yeah, I can see that happening, though. All right.
Scientology was right.
Oh, God. It killed Mark Wahlberg.
Those motherfuckers.
You bastards, you killed Wahlberg.
Ernest, back from the dead, sweeps the Oscars.
Yes. Oh, that'd be awesome, yeah.
All right.
I want to see that.
Ernest goes zombie.
Ernest goes zombie. Number 7.
You know what I mean, Vern? Nicki Minaj is set to release her first country album.
Oh, I just want to make a swinging joke, but...
That was good.
Thank you.
Worldwide ban on pizza.
Oh. Yeah,
I love pizza.
Italy revolts.
Motherfuckers.
Warner Brothers sells DC movie rights to Sony.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Money talks.
Yep.
Spike Lee to direct all black version of Schindler's List.
Call Baltimore.
Aliens invade, they ask for Kanye.
Wait, that's bad?
Take us to your leader?
Oh. And now I has the sad. My number 6, President Obama taps Kanye West to write new national anthem. In the same vein as the Bieber one. Number the 5th.
Jeb Bush taps GW to be his vice president.
Always vote Bush.
Hey, if they could get the dad to be like the Secretary of Defense, it'd be WWW, right? Well, Jeb, what's Jeb's W middle name?
I don't know.
It's got to be W.
Probably.
Has to be.
They're all
maybe it's H.
They're all walkers, yeah. All right, what's your number 5?
Aliens invade and ask for the U.S. government.
not our leaders. My number 5, UN social media ambassador Kim Kardashian takes selfie at Auschwitz. And we're back after figured out what the hell that was.
Bang, bang, bang.
So, what are you? Number 4, you.
Number 4, Michael Bay to write, direct, and produce new Star Trek TV show.
Oh, you bastard.
That was for Vince, and he ain't even here.
I'll take it on his behalf. You bastard. That's terrible. Number 4.
This one's a little too real. China attacks the U.S.
Yeah,
I think we're about a couple years away.
Yeah.
We'd be fucked. They know karate and shit.
And shit. And they eat dogs. Allegedly.
And cats.
And cats.
Yeah.
Poor
skin. Yours kind of ties into mine, as mine would have to happen for yours to. New U.S. Commander-in-Chief, Hillary Clinton.
I almost put that one.
Yep. Number three.
Four words. Larry King sex tape.
Oh. Oh, that's terrible.
That's bad.
That's almost worse than the Hulk Hogan one. God.
He has a sex tape?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Larry King's would just be suspenders and wrinkles.
What's he say? Can you hear me coming, brother?
it's him and Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. Yeah. Keep moving. Number three to you, Mr. Short.
Comic books are banned because they're too violent.
Oh.
That'd be bad.
That'd be bad. I could see that happening. My number three, Godfather reboot to be directed by Paul Feig, starring Melissa McCarthy as Donna Corleone.
I can see that, though.
I can see that, too. And it hurts me. Number two.
Internet to be rated PG-13.
Oh.
I thought about that one, too.
Oh, man. That goes on my websites. Bye, Reddit.
Yeah, definitely. Mine is a guns banned.
That went out too far. Maybe. Well,
new U.S. Commander in Chief, Hillary Clinton. That ties into yours.
Well, this Congress come out and said it's a fundamental American right that they will never overturn.
Uh huh. Yeah. Right.
This year,
if they ban guns year. and they actually get it done, we'd be attacked in under a month, probably.
Oh yeah.
That's why they're afraid of us, because
we would be the eighth Canadian province.
That's why they. I think that's the only legit reason we haven't been invaded, because the. Because
we're gun nuts?
Citizens are harmed.
I absolutely believe that. Nuts. We're nuts with guns.
There you go.
Big difference.
My number two, sex with midgets banned by federal law. Damn it.
Nailing a lot of midgets, are you?
I want to, but if it's banned, it would make me sad.
Well, how are you going to keep coming up with small midgets? Small midgets.
Small midgets.
Moving on.
What's your number one there?
Welcome back, Prohibition.
Oh. Yeah.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, it would be bad. Then you would see gun nuts. Yeah. What's your number one there? Yeah.
Martial law.
That's coming.
I know.
Not allegedly. It's look up Jade Helm 15 if you don't believe me.
Or 1984.
Yeah. My number one, freedom of speech abolished due to the hurt feelings of pussies.
That's probably coming.
Yeah,
I think right a lot of ours is coming. All right.
He said coming.
He did. Jesus, here we go.
Come jokes.
All right. Our fan casting this week, the movie Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing But Trouble.
Written and directed by Dan Aykroyd, starring Chevy Chase, Demi Moore, John Candy,
Phil Rizzuto,
Mike Myers, Dana Carvey. I'm just listening to Saturday Night Live people now. The ghost of David Spade and John Lovitz.
John Candy.
I said John Candy. I got that one in.
David Spade's dead?
Yeah. Well, his career is. oh, no. We're getting Joe Dirt, too. Sorry.
Dirtier.
Our list of characters this week. Chris Thorne. Judge Alvin J.P. Valkenheiser. I think I pronounced that right. Bobo and Little Deeble. Dennis Eldona. Diane, Miss Perda, Fausto and Ronalda, and Mark. There's no way I'm trying those last
ones. Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. Squirt Sensku? Is that a dumb joke?
Well, considering the judge, Dan Aykroyd's character in the entire movie, his nose is a penis. So,
yeah.
We'll start with Chris Thorne, who was Chevy Chase in the movie. Who you got?
Justin Bartha.
Okay, that makes sense. I like him as an actor.
I don't know who that is.
National Treasure. Sidekick.
Oh.
The Hangover, he's the one that's missing from the entire first movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I don't watch
National Treasure. Where's Mitch?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, I knew you were going to go with him.
Why wouldn't I?
Because. I went with new Chevy Chase, which is Joel McHale. I think he is your new Chevy Chase. So.
Sounds good.
The judge. Who you got for...
Reprising his role, Dan Aykroyd.
You're bringing back Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
A lot crazier.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Bill fucking Murray.
That would be good.
That would be pretty good.
But I can't see him in all the prosthetics. I wanted somebody who's funny that I can put in the old man suit and still the kind of funny would come out, so I put Jack Black. Yeah. Bobo and Little Deeble, the mutant twins.
So we're doing both of them at the same time?
Yes.
Mark and Donnie Wahlberg.
Best casting ever. Shut it down. Show's over.
That's good.
That's fantastic. You work. That wins. Who do you got?
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Okay, that might win too. Those genetic amorphous blobs of goo. That works. I got Nick Frost and Simon Pegg.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Dennis, as played by John Candy.
Frank Caliendo.
Oh, that's fucking perfect.
I don't like Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, but it works for this.
It does, kind of.
Yeah. Who you got?
Tyler Labine.
I have a Tyler.
Perry.
Yep.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Because of the next one. Eldona, who is also played by John Candy, but the female version.
Billy Gardell.
Mike from Mike and Molly. That's perfect. Oh, God.
I cast a lady in the role.
Oh, God.
Kathy Kinney.
Okay.
I don't know who it is. Type it up.
I hate when you make me...
She in the hole?
No.
Rubber?
No. Mimi!
Yeah.
Okay.
From Drew Carey.
Yep.
Yeah.
She looks weird without that makeup on.
Yes, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah. For mine, I also went with Tyler Perry, just because he likes to be in drag, so...
Could have gone with,
Jaden Smith.
No.
You just went, like, full Big Italian. I'm pretty sure you just... Oh, Martin Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, well, okay, Martin Lawrence, that works. That works, too. You're talking with the hand, is it? Hey.
Hey.
Diane Lightston, or... This was Demi Moore.
Diane Kruger.
Okay. That works.
I don't know who that is.
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh. Yeah. I can just put her in anything. I got Kobe Smulders.
Yeah.
Put her in anything, and I'm A-okay with that. Miss Purda, who was the cop.
Pull up a picture of the chick that played her.
Ah. I can do that. Huh. Okie doke.
Amy Poehler.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That beats mine. Yeah. Who you got?
Candace Bergen.
I can see that.
Damn,
too,
that works too.
If you can find her.
Candace Bergen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can find her.
No, I mean...
I got the Google.
I didn't mean you.
Oh.
That's...
Nope. Candace Wong. Nope.
I like her. I'll put her in there, too.
Yeah. For mine, I went with Laura Prepon. Just, she got out of jail, and now she's working as a cop for this crazy judge. Candace Bergen and Amy Poehler, though, those are two fantastic picks. Murphy Brown. Fausto.
What's that last name?
Nope.
Squirinzis.
It looked Greek.
Squirinzis.
Greek or Polish? Sausage? So who you got?
Norm MacDonald.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't even need to pull him up, so it'll just be a picture of a pigeon. I miss you, Mike. You'll be back soon. Who you got there?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ooh. That could work. I got Will Ferrell.
I see that.
Yeah. So who you have for his sister, Ronaldo?
Type this one up.
All right.
Katie Nixon. No, that's not. Damn autocorrect. Mixon. It's M-I-X-O-N. Mixon.
Mixon.
Yep.
Ah. from she's the sister of Mike and Molly and
Audacity disappeared.
Okay, we're still recording now. The sister from Mike and Molly and also Eastbound and Down.
She's got boobs.
Yeah.
She looks a lot like the chick
who
played her.
She's also Kenny Powers' girl in Eastbound and Down. So
That's how most of mine went was
who they look like?
Look a lot like.
Yeah, that works. Who you got there?
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
To go with Jake. That makes sense.
Nice.
See, mine, since I got Will Ferrell as the brother, I went with, well, it has to be Sherry O'Terry.
Yeah.
So.
The cheerleaders.
Or it could have been John C. Riley.
Could have been John Shank and Bake. That makes more sense.
The Spartan cheerleaders.
Yep. And that leads us to Mark. Poor Mark.
Right,
there you go.
Pull up a picture of the guy that played Mark. That's a lot of type. That was angry typing.
That was angry typing. I don't
fucking son of a bitch.
I don't have a picture of Mark.
Okay, well here. Just take my word for it.
Okay.
He looks like this guy.
Okay.
Gordon Ramsay.
That's... Yeah, that would work. The picture of Bobo and Little Deeble as Rex Ryan and his brother
is
hilarious.
Awesome.
I love you, Google. Who do you got for Mark?
Malcolm McDowell.
I went with Charlie Day just because I couldn't. I needed a funny guy to throw in there. But yeah, that your guys' works better than mine. All right, so that was our fan casting of Nothing But Trouble. If you haven't watched the movie,
I want it noted. These are all original picks.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, you cannot find a fan casting.
No, you cannot. No. If you have not seen the movie, please go watch it. It is weird and hilarious and funny. And it's
Why the
Chevy.
Fuck are you staring at me when you say that?
Because. And it's Chevy Chase. Good Chevy Chase. So.
Like, Ice Spies Like Us?
Yes. Yes, it is. Okay, so that's it for this week's show. We have an email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We are on the Twitter machine, @inconclusivepod, @cyborgsumo.
@TimmyShizzler.
@ShoreTimmy.
We have a Facebook page and
at
group.
@FetalBliss.
He ain't here. Fuck him.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
easy, killer. Easy. Got a way too happy about that.
Come here, Vince.
You can make Uncle Pappy a man.
You got a pretty mouth.
Yeah, look us up on Facebook. We're on there. Join the group. That's where we post most of the stuff. Timmy, you have a plug.
I have a plug. I do have a plug. I'm looking for an outlet.
God, I hope you keep that joke. I hope to God you use that when you go to Crackers. This is where you plug your appearance.
Going to
Crackers
Tuesday night. I'll be back.
You can plug the show on your
appearance.
He does.
My intro.
Yep. Well, then you can say, I have a plug and I need an outlet.
I need an outlet.
That's a good lead in. I'm sorry. That really works.
That's pretty good.
And
one other thing, Yingling beer. We got some listeners over on the East Coast, right?
Yep.
Drink it if you don't drink it. It's amazing beer.
I heard it was coming to Indiana.
It's not.
He had to go to Ohio.
You ever had it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I got some in the truck.
No.
it's good beer. I mean, I drove to fucking Ohio to get it.
Yeah, and you will travel for good quality stuff, so that is true. So that's it for this week. Anybody got anything else?
I don't know.
Next week's top tens will be best and worst superheroes to have sex with, based off our listener question. So get ready for that. We will decide what we're going to fan cast. And
Big Lebowski.
No, we're not doing Big Lebowski.
Why not?
Because you can't recast the dude.
You can use the dude.
Well, that's true. You could. It would just be the whole cast. I would just cast everybody again.
Just do the cast like the original.
Big Lebowski 2. The next day.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. So,
dude, man.
For Skeets, Timmy, Mr. Short, and Vince, and the ghost of Dan.
May he rest in peace.
God, I hope he's not dead. I better check on him.
He commented on my fart thing.
Oh, yeah, he did. And speaking of that, we put the thing up on Facegroup, and the only other thread besides...
Facegroup.
English Hawk. On Facebook, since everybody wants to be fucking particular, And your thing about describe a fart using a movie title gets the most posts other than listener questions for the show.
I got...
There's dozens.
It says seen by 30 people and 2 people like it, but there... It doesn't say how many.
Yeah.
It
doesn't say how many comments there are.
It doesn't say how many
comments. But there were a ton. Yeah. But,
talk amongst yourself.
So that's the type of quality entertainment you will find
on our, no one expect.
On our Facebook. Matt Groening. Hold on just a second. This just broke. Speaking of the Simpsons. Matt Groening took issue with a story about a holdout being in the cast for being picked up. Sources saying that it is Harry Shearer.
32 comments.
32.
Okay, I got it.
Apparently, it is Harry Shearer who has not re-signed yet to come back. Yeah. Apparently, it's issues with back-end money and merchandising.
Well, fuck him. We don't need him anyway.
He only voiced half the cast. So.
Oh. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah, you'll do it.
So. You probably could do it.
So it's everybody but him, but obviously they'll back up the Simpsons money truck and. Give him his deal, so you will get Simpsons. All right, so that's it for this week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
God, I'm going to hit stop. So
what?
We'll see everybody next week.
How you guys say it's a freaking audio podcast?
I hate you more every week.
I just remember, if it ships, it fizz.
If it ships, it fizz. You're fucking my high talk, eh?